At the very beginning of the daf, the Gemara talked about Hoidas Badin Kimei Edim Dami and the Shtar Oidisa. And then the Gemara told a story about an Oidisa that seemed to have been written by a Bezdin, which is a good thing. The problem is that there were only two Dayanim that were signed on it. And it didn't say the magic words of B'moist of Tlosa Havino V'chad Leisai. And the question was, this Bezdin that wrote the Oidisa, was it a proper Bezdin? Or maybe it wasn't a proper Bezdin. And even though it said Bezdin, but maybe it wasn't a proper Bezdin, there's an idea of a Bezdin Chatzav. And the question was, how seriously are you supposed to take this shtar? And the Gemara said that the Chachamim took it quite seriously. And the Gemara wasn't sure why. And the Gemara came out, Lamaskana, without going back into the Shakla Vatarya of the Gemara, that it was talking about where Omar, it said that the Bezdin there was the Bezdin of Ravashi, and not only was it the Bezdin of Ravashi, but it was Omar Lon Rabbana Ashi. That Rabbana Ashi had said that you should go ahead and write the shtar. If Rabbana Ashi said you should write the shtar, then there's nothing to worry about anymore. If Rabbana Ashi said it, then else is good. So who's Ravona Ashi? So Rashi says, Ravona Ashi is Rav Ashi. In fact, Rashi says that the reason the Gemara over there was even talking about Rav Ashi wasn't necessarily because the Maisa Shahoya Kachoya happened with Rav Ashi. Rashi's Loshin is, V'haide Noka Rav Ashi, L'fisha Bezdino Yehoya Roish Bimei Ravina. Because Rav Ashi's Bezdin was the Supreme Court in the times of Ravina. V'shneyem Sidru Gemara Shal Talmud Bavli. And they both were Mesada the Talmud Bavli. Kudamrinan Hassam in Mesechtes Bava Metziah Da Pei Vava Med Aleph. Rav Ashi V'Ravina Soifai Ra. U'biyom of Nemru Dvar Malav V'Hukfu Gemara. So the Gemara was written in the times of Rav Ashi. And they were trying to bring out that this Maisa happened with a Chash of a Bezdin. So the Gemara mentioned Beidina de Rav Ashi V'Omar Lon Ravana Ashi. So who is this Ravana Ashi? It's Rav Ashi. And the reason we're talking about Rav Ashi is not dafka because that was the story, but the Gemara was written in the times of Rav Ashi when that was the important Bezdin. So we said Kigoyin, it would have been like the Chosh. What's the Chosh of Bezdin today? So today it'd be the Badatz in Yerushalayim. Then it was the Bezdin of Rav Ashi. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. But Rav Reuven Margolis in his Margolis Hayam says Lule de Mistafina Omnan Lule Divrei Rashi Hoyenira Sheba Omron Rabona Ashi. Could be this Ravana Ashi of this Gemara is actually not the famous Ravashi. And he says, if you want to know what I'm talking about, take a look at the second Igeris of Rav Shri Rogoyin, the Timtzo Nachas, and you'll understand exactly what it is I'm trying to say. So over the years, we've quoted many times from the Igeris of Rav Shri Rogoyin. So Rav Shri Rogoyin was one of the most important Goyinim. He had a son that was also quite famous, Rav Hai Goyen. But Rav Shri Rogoyin contributed to Jewish literature a very, very important letter. The letter was written in response to a shaila. It's literally a tshuva, like shaila's tshuva's Rav Shri Rogoyin. And in this letter, he goes through Jewish history, specifically related to the times of the Talmud and how exactly the Mishnah and the Gemara was written. And he talks a lot about different things that went on in Bavel. And there's a lot of gaps in Jewish history that have been filled, adank, this brief, this letter that was written by the great Rav Shri Rogoyin. And this is something that, if you know, you know. And the Igeret Rav Shri Rogoyin is very, very long. It's pages and pages and pages long. There's commentaries that have been written on the Igeret Rav Shri Rogoyin. Every great historical work, from say Da Doiris to Doiris Rishonim, you name it, they all quote the Igeret Rav Shri Rogoyin. There's so much basic Jewish history that we know in our bones that comes. If you want to know the source is the Igeret Rav Shri Rogoyin. But what's interesting is that Rav Shri Rogoyin actually wrote a second letter. And the second letter is much shorter. It's the edition that I'm looking at, 3 pages. And it's very, very concise. And it, too, fills a lot of gaps, I believe, for the learner of the Talmud. And I mamish think this is required reading. It's Pashat. In terms of just understanding certain things that come up so often in the Gemara that subconsciously we think about. Now, we'd rather talk about it in the raid, so I think in our Chabur it's not so subconscious, it's more conscious. But there's a lot of very interesting things that I mentioned. It's very short. You, Mamash, could sit down in 7 minutes, go through the Holy Geras, and you're going to walk away more intelligent than you were before you sat down and read. Either way, with that very lengthy introduction, I just want to say one more thing, and that is, you know, over the years, we've mentioned many times that the Rambam in his Akdama to his Pirush HaMishnayos, he says that if you count up all the Tanaim in the Mishnayos, so you're going to see that there's 128 Tanaim. And the three Tanaim, and the 128 Tanaim are presented in one of three ways, right? Most of the Tanaim are referred to as Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, etc., etc. Some are referred to as Rabban, Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai, and some don't even have a title. Shimon HaTzadik, Antignus Ish Soichai, Yoisni ben Yoyezer. There are certain Tanoim that are mentioned with any title at all. And the Rambam says that everything is with a cheshbon. He says most Tanoim were mentioned Rabbi, right? Makes a lot of sense. You're a rabbi, so we call you rabbi. He said there were Tanoim that were on a higher level, and they were referred to as Rabban. And he says then there were Tanoim that were on the highest level, and those Tanoim weren't given any title. And the reason is because anything that you're going to say about them is going to make them look smaller. You're going to say he's a great rabbi. That's all he is. You're going to say he's an oikaharim. He's also a Sinai. You're going to say he's a Sinai. He's also an oikaharim. You're going to say he's a chassid. Yeah, but he's also a yasha, tzaddik, and a kaddish. So sometimes, l'chadu miya sehila. The best thing is not to say a word. And really, the greater you are, you can reach a madrega where you get to the point where you don't get, and the Rambam says that exhibit A for that is the Nevi'im, right? We talk about Yahushua, you talk about Shmuel, you talk about Eliyahu, you talk about Ezra, you talk about Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, right? You think it's Reb Yeshaya, Reb Yirmiyahu. The Teretz says no, because he's so great, you can't give him a title. Because any title that you're going to mention is actually going to take away. So this is something that we've mentioned so many times. Okay, so with that elaborate introduction, this is the second brief of Rav Shvira Gaon. Sho'al Mar Yaakov Hechover Ben Mar Rav Nissen Asher Mi Medinas Kairuan. So Kairuan is somewhere in Tunisia. So Mar Rav Yaakov Hechover, who was the son of Rav Nissen. Now this Mar Yaakov Hechover was the father of Rabbeinu Nissen. Rabbeinu Nissen Goyen, not the Ran. But Rabbeinu Nissen the Goyen, so it's his father. So he's the one who sent this letter. He sent the letter, Lebezden HaGadol Shel Adoneinu Shrira, whose Rosh Yeshiva is Gaon Yaakov, that was the name of his yeshiva, Ula Bezdin HaGadol Shel Adoneinu Hai, and to the Bezdin HaGadol of Hai, that's his son, Rav Hai Goyen, who was the Av Bezdin of Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov. So Rav Shira Goyen is Rosh Yeshiva, his son Rav Hai Goyen is the Av Bezdin, Zu HaSheela VeYeshivu Kach. This was the question, and this is what we respond. So Rav Shira Goyen is writing the letter. He says, Ushesho Altam, listen to the Shaila, Is Befeirushe de Gabon, you've heard, you have a Messiah. And by the way, when did they live? They lived at the turn of the previous millennia. So around the year, Lemisparim 1000. That's Be'erich when they lived. In fact, he writes, he signs off this letter, it's in the year 985. So just to give you a little bit of an idea, it's about 1,000 years ago, which is a few hundred years after the Amiram. So he says, you have a Messiah that anytime someone's mentioned in Shas with the heading Rav, it means he came from Bavel. And anytime someone's mentioned with the heading Rebbe, it means he came from Eretz Yisrael. Right? This is the Messiah that we have. He said, but the problem is, we went through this, it doesn't seem to work. And we have a whole bunch of shailas. Listen to the shailas. He says, my time in Mikzas Tanoi v'amira b'shmo greida. Why is it that some Tanoim are just mentioned by their name? K'gon Shimon HaTzadik, Antignus Ishsoicha, Yosef ben Yoichanan, Rav, Ushmul, Abai v'Rav. Right? They're all just mentioned by their name. U'miktsasim b'shem Rebbe. Some are called Rebbe. K'goin Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. U'miktsasim b'shem Mar. Some are called Mar. K'goin Mar Ukva, Mar Yenuka. U'miktsasim b'shem Rav. This is so clear. K'goin Rav Huna, V'Rav Yehuda. U'miktsasim b'shem Rabban. K'goin Rabbi Gamliel, V'Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zakkai. So he said, I'm a little bit confused. We find all these different. So he mentions five. Right? Some are mentioned Rav. Some are mentioned Rebbe. Some are called Rabban. Some are called Mar. And some have no names at all. And this is the Shaila that they send to the great Rav Shira Goyen, to the great Rav Hai Goyen, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. What is, we have this Messiah, Rav is Bava, Rebbe is in our soul. It's not adding up. So at the end of the day, we need something called Bissel Mer Klar. What exactly is the rest of the story? So he writes, Vaday Kamosha Shamata. Says, first thing I want to tell you, that this Messiah, that you have this truth to it. Ki Rebbe Mechach Mi Eretz Yisrael Hasmuchin Sham B'Sanhedrin Shalohem. Rebbe meant that you got smicha from the Chachmi Eretz Yisrael. The Minim B'Sanhedrin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis Le'inyan smicha zekeinim the Samchin Le V'Karin Le Rebbe. It's a Lashon HaGemara in Sanhedrin Yud Gimel Amud Beis V'Yavim Le Rishus Alamedim Dinei Knafes V'Rav is Mechach Me Bavel Hasmuchim Yeshiva Shalem. So there was a concept of smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Now we know the smicha in Bavel is nowhere near the smicha in Eretz Yisrael. You learned those Gemaras already, but there was a concept of a smicha. So when you got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you became Rebbe, and when you got smicha in Bavel, you became Rav. That is a good klal. You can run with this. Now, there's exceptions to all this, as we're about to see. But the point is, that's something you can work with. Zok dazer. V'adoyres harishoyim, shayu g'doylem ma'oid. V'ayhoyu tzrichem l'rav ravam. It's a nice pun. They didn't need l'shoynes of rav to make them look bigger, right? Loi b'rabon, v'loi b'rebi, v'loi b'rav. And loi l'chachme bava, v'loi l'chachme eretzot. This reads so clearly. It is true, not for the chach. No one needed this. Sharei Hillel Olam Ibovel, V'loi Nemre Rabbonus B'Shmoy, U'kinevim Hayu Chashuvim, Shomar Chagai Anovi, Loi Ole Ezra Mibovel, V'eim Merav Rivin Oysom, In Haskar HaShmoy Zayin. You have to make them bigger with all these Lishoynes. V'loi Shomanu Ki Eschila Zu Elobanesian. The first time said Rav Igeret, Rav Shrira in his Igeres, that you find this idea that somebody gets a title, it's in the times of the Nesiyim. May Rabbi Gamliel hazokein, Rav Shimon benoy shener b'churim b'yashayim, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, kulam Nesiyim. They were all Nesiyim, and that's the first time you find the title. And what's their title? Rabban. Rabban Gamliel hazokein, Rabban Shimon, who is the one that was killed, Rav Shimon Gamliel, in times of the Churban, he's one of the Asaru Gemalchus, and Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He says, Va'af Rebbe, and even the title Rebbe, Hischel Mismuchim Ba'is Hashem, which I said is related to Smicha, but it was only from that time forward. So if you were in Eretz Yisrael and you got Smicha from that point forward, that's when you got it. Rab Tzadik, Rab Lezer ben Yaakov, who Pashad Adavim B'Talmid Rab Yechem Ben Zakeh, Ula Halah. V'Sodah B'Fiyakol. He says, in fact, there's an expression that everybody knows, and apparently the Rambam knew this too. Godom Mi Rav Rebbe, V'Godom Mi Rebbe Rabban, and Godol Mei Rabban Shemoy. That's this expression. Godol Mei Rabban Shemoy, right? This is where it comes from. This is the rest of the story. That's that Rambam in the Igeres, that in the Hakdamah that he brings back. It comes from the Igeres of Shira Goyim. It's a few hundred years before the Rambam. It goes back there. He says, V'lei Matzanu Adam Shenikra Rabban. This the Rambam doesn't say. You don't find anyone that was called Rabban Chutz Min Anasim. So anytime you're ever going to find a Rabban, you should know it's one of the Nasim. I'm skipping now a little bit. V'yesh B'tanoim She Kruyin Rav. He says, you also find once in a Tana that could be called Rav, right? Because again, what is Rav Talian? Smicha Bavel. So just because you're a Tana doesn't mean you can't be called a Rav. Wait, what's he bavarni? Because this is also something that I remember being taught when I was younger, that the Tanaim are Rebbe's and the Amiram are Rav. That's not the word. Yesh betanam shekurin Rav, b'mekom yisiduin, Rav Chama, Rav Abba, right? He brings different mishalim for that. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, and it all starts from around circa Churban. That's when you have Rabbans, that's when you have Ravs, that's when you have Rebbes. Before that, you're not going to have that. He goes right there. He says, what about Mar? So he says, Mar, that was one of the Shilas. That could be one of two things. It could be that it's a person's name. Mar Barameimar, Mar Baravashi, Mar Kishisha, Mar Yanuka. Right, there's a name that's called Mar. V'derech Shnia, but he says, there's another taich in the word Mar. The Rashi Golias of Bavel. That the Rashi Golias of Bavel, they were known as Mar. Mar Ukfa, Mar Yochana, Mar Yehuda, Mar Zutra, they were all Mars. Sometimes, he says, the Mar would be before the name, like we just mentioned, and sometimes the Mar would be after the name. Kigoin Huna Mar, Yehuda Mar Bar Mori, Ami Mar, Subestape. So there's examples of where the Mar comes first, and there's examples of where the Mar comes second. But the point is, all these Mars were all Reish Galusas. And then he says, going a little bit weiter, that sometimes if somebody came from the Reish Galusa, instead of referring to him as Mar, they would refer to him as Rabbana. You find Rabbana Nechemya. You find Rabbana Ukfa. This is Gemara Chulin. Adbrei Rav Chizda L'Rabbana Ukfa V'Darash. That Rabbana was like Mar, and that was a title for someone that was from the Reish Galusa. He goes on and he explains this based on the Yerushalmi, that Tosfos brings the Sanhedrin Daf Hamed Aleph, that people that were Reish Galusas, they came from Malchus Beis David Mitzad Ascharim. The Nesim was only Mitzad in the Kevus. That's why Inu Adifa. But the point is that the title Mar, and he throws an Agav, like the title Rabbana is referring to people that came from the Reish Galus. Then he goes weiter, and he says, what about the Amora Rav? Avol Rav Shekosafto. Right? What about the Amora Rav? So he says that the Amora Rav, his name was really not Rav. His name was Abba, and the reason he was called Rav was because of Chshivas, right? So Rav is not a name. Rav is a title of Chshivas. If it was a name, he would have been Rebbe something, right? But the reason is because it's a title of Chshivas, and it's for that reason they would refer to him as Rav. Says, what about Shmuel? How come Shmuel doesn't have a title? So Shmuel, based on everything that we just said, didn't get smicha, right? What's the cheshbon? He didn't get smicha, so he says no. He didn't get smicha. But Shmuel was somebody that, being that he was so great, Shmuel's name is actually a name like Hillel and Shammai, and Shmuel was an exception to the rule. Rav got it a little bit also. Rav got it; they just called him Rav, which is Rav and Shlokol Bnei Agoylo. Shmuel got it because Shmuel's tak is so great. And that's the cheshbon of Shmuel. He says, same is true for Abaya. Abaya was such, I mean, you learn Gemara, you chop that, right? Abaya is a big deal. So Abaya was such a big deal that Abaya, he talks about the etymology. Abaya is Miloshen Avi, and we know he was raised by Rabba, and he gave him the name Nachmeni after his father, and he didn't want to call him my father because the name was Nachmeni. See, we call him Abaya, which is Miloshen Avi. We always say Abaya is a Shebecha Yerucham Yosem. He has a little bit of a take, but he says that the name Abaya came mitzad his godless. And because the godless Shabbai, that's why he got this name. So again, really, once you come to this Tkufa, everyone's going to have titles. Right, Rabbi Yechem Azake has a title, Rabbi Akiva has a title, so everyone now is going to have titles. This is already B'shaynach the Deiris, where people don't have titles. Rav gets known as Rav, it's not his name. Because if it's his name, you'd get a title. Shmuel is like one exception to the rule, and Abaya. Mama, Shmuel and Abaya, they're from three of the Gedeiris. They're Reuven v'Shimon Yehuli. They go back generations somehow, and they get this cheshbon. But then he says, what about Rava? What about Rava? He says, oh, Rava's name wasn't Rava, it was Reb Abba. That was his name. He says, what about Rabba? His name was also Rababa. So it's actually interesting because it's Rava and Rabba, but their real names were both Reb Abba. They're both names were Abba. One was Abba with an Aleph, one was Abba with a Hey, and it chapped an Afgamino when they put the Reish, one became Rav, another one became Rabba. It's interesting. But really, their names were both Abba. They had the same, Rav and Rabba had the same name. It was both Abba. It changed when they added the Reish. He said, what about Rami Bar Chama? He starts throwing names. Rami Bar Chama, Rami's name is Rav Ami. So what about Ravin? He's Rav Abin. He said, what about Ravina? He's Reb Avina. He says, Pashit, all those Amayram that you see throughout Shas, especially the ones that start with the Rishnis, he says, it's all Rebbe for short. But everybody after that generation, the only exceptions that he mentions are Shmuel and Abaya. They're the only ones that don't stem. He said, Abaya is also, it's not so much in mentioning him by name, it's a Lashon of Gedula. It's similar to Rav, right? So it's a little bit different. But Shmuel is like episode one. It's a Pella. Shmuel is the one that gets this shout out, right? Abel Shmuel, Vada, Kivin, the Hureisha, the Amayroi, Likare, Umishum, the Kulu, Shamoi, like, he epis goes down as being Shmuel. But it's not because he didn't get smicha. It's faker. It's because he goes back to like Antignus, so he's going back hundreds and hundreds of years. This is the way Rav Shri Rogoyen lays out this whole Indian very, very clear in terms of understanding this. Again, so you have these five titles. Some have no title at all. Some are Rebbe, some are Rabban. Some are Rav, some are Mar. Until the end of Bayis Sheni, there's no titles. Because everybody is just so great. And then there's this huge Yeridas HaDoiros, Surka Churban Bayis Sheni. And all of a sudden we're going to give titles. What are the titles? What we just mentioned. The Rabbans, Sned Rav, Shri Rogoyen, they're all Nasim. Every single Rabban that you're going to find is going to be one of the Nasim. So every Rabban is a Nasi. In terms of Rebbe and Rav, it depended. You got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you became a Rebbe. If you got smicha in Bavel, then you became a Rav. What is Mar? Mar means you're from the Reish Galusa. Oh, Bederech Agav, the Shoyl never asked this question. But Bederech Agav, Ravon is another title that you find, and Ravon is also referring to Reish Galusa, and it has something to do with the fact that they stand from Machus Beis Dov. That's what he says. But Al Kaponim, that's where you're going to have this title of Ravon. And the fact that you find different Amayram where it looks like they didn't have titles, they rather had titles. All of them had titles. Rava is Rababa, Rabba is Rababa, Rami Bar Chama is Rabami, Ravin is Rababin, Ravin is Rabavina, etc., etc. Abaya is interesting, but Abaya is like a Lashon of Gedula, Miloshen Avi, because Rabbi Bar Nachmani raised him and he didn't want to call him by his name because it was his father's name. So therefore, he say Tata Ke'ilu, such an Indian. And he wants to say father either, because it's not his father's. He called him Abaya. But it's a Lashon of Aviv, it's a Lashon of Gedula, it's a Lashon of greatness. Rav, for sure. And Shmuel seems to be the exception to the rule. That seems to be what emerges from it. But Al Kaponim said, Rabbi Margolis, what do you see? You know what Ravana Ashi is? It says, Ravana Ashi, Lule Divrei Rashi, based on, from the Ga'onim, I don't think it's Rav Ashi. There was a Reish Kalusa whose name was Ashi. And that That's who this Ravana Asher is. It's the Beis Din of the Reish Galusa. And because it's the Beis Din of the Reish Galusa, so it's for that reason that we're mentioning Ravana Asher Al Kaponim. It's not the Amora Rav Ashni, but rather what it's referring to is Ravana Asher.